Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy with WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another edition of our Ask the Experts weekend. And as it happens from time to time, today is not just any Sunday. I'd like to give a shout out to a couple of special women in my life. I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my mom, Kelly, who lives in the Green Cove Springs area, and also to my stepmom, Gail, who's in my hometown of Jupiter down in South Florida. I love you both so much, and thanks for showing me that life is always worth living to the fullest, and probably also for keeping up with my childhood appetite for all those years growing up. Now, let's transition to the reason you guys are all tuning in this early Sunday morning. I know, you want to hear Pete. Our friend Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals, all done with an entertaining and honest filter. And to that honesty, this morning, Pete, I know you wanted to say a few words to some others who are going through a tough time, and you'd like to have our listeners keep them in their thoughts and prayers. And, well, the floor is yours, Pete.
Hard workers, and especially all you hardworking moms. Here it is, Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there. Guys, as you heard Josh say at the beginning of the show, this is a show that's dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. And what that means, it's dedicated to everybody. To you, Mr. and Mrs. Listener that's out there, this show is dedicated to you. The things we talk about on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy are, you know, how to craft a really special resume that gets attention. What are some of the workforce issues and controversies that you need information about to make your life a little easier? You know, guys, I'm not afraid to tell stories where I've skinned my knees or I've taken a left when I should have taken a right in my career. I tell you these stories because I don't want that to happen to you. I want you to avoid maybe a pothole that I stepped in so that your career will be a little bit easier. That's what this show's about. I want you guys to be more successful, more productive, more effective, and I'm a career expert. I've been running staffing companies now for, 20 years, very successfully. I've run a national staffing agency, I still do, SNI Companies, and I'm dedicated right here in Jacksonville. My company is SNI Companies, but I've seen it all. And when you need career advice, you go to an expert, not somebody that's, you know, that maybe has a blog that has 2 years as a talent acquisition person or something. You want somebody that's been immersed in it for a long time, and that is an expert, and you've come to the right place. I invite you all to get a pen and paper, take some notes, and the notes that you're going to take are going to be something that you're going to do differently as a result of listening to this show. I'm on every Sunday morning from 8 to 9. If you don't get up that early, you can always catch my show on the podcast. Just go to PeteTheJobGuy.com, and you can hear all my past podcasts or my radio show. You can listen to them all and enjoy them and learn a little something from it. My cast of characters, my regular show contributors are Coach Larry, who is a coach, a trainer, a developer. He helps people to be more effective and productive. And we get learning lessons from Coach Larry each week. It's a 5-minute segment, and it's fantastic. Also joining me each week is Boston Danny. He gives us an update on what's going on in Boston. I know that doesn't really relate to the show, but it makes me laugh, and I guarantee if you stick around for the second half of the show, it will make you laugh as well. Boston Danny also does shout-outs. If you have somebody that has a birthday, an anniversary, they've accomplished something special, you go out to PeteTheJobGuy.com. There's a Boston Danny section. You just fill out a little form, let us know who the dedicate a shout out to, and Boston Danny gives him a shout out, like only Boston Danny can. Well, today is Mother's Day, and you know, guys, this is going to be hard for me, but there's a couple of mothers that I really, really, really want to say happy Mother's Day to, and I want to say thank you to. And the first one is to the mother of Kendrick Ray Castillo. And, you know, if you don't know this name by now, he's the 18-year-old gentleman who sacrificed his life to save the other students in that shooting outside a suburban Denver high school. Think about that. Here comes an active shooter. And this young man, 18 years old, who incidentally likes robotics, he helps people, he's busy in the Knights of Columbus, very active, he sees the situation, and he charges the shooter, and there is no doubt that he saved lives that day. You know, and I want to say a special happy Mother's Day to his mom. The other mother that I'd like to say Happy Mother's Day to and thank you is to the mother of Riley Howard, 21-year-old. You guys know what happened at University of North Carolina, Charlotte. Had an active shooter there. And this gentleman, who knows what you're going to do when you're in a fight or flight situation? And most people don't plan for it. This young man charged the shooter and took him down. And if it wasn't for him, you would have had mass casualties. Thank you to his mom. And you know, guys, if I went right down this list of heroes for people that did the right thing, sadly, that's a very, very long list of mothers that I would have to say thank you and Happy Mother's Day to. But guys, you moms, you did something really right in these people. This is a hard reality that we're faced with. And it's sad that it's happening in our schools, right? But you know, schools are just a reflection of society in general. This is happening on the workforce. And I told you this show's about our workforce. Well, guess what? Our workforce, this is happening. You know, workforce violence. And I'm going to tell you some statistics because it's really hard. Workplace violence is one of the major causes of death in the corporate world, second only to transportation. Violence. People killing each other at work. That's the second, you know, getting in accidents, transportation, driving crashes is the number one. But second to that is workplace violence. This is a growing issue, and it has very damaging effects on morale, reputation, revenue. This is tough. Listen to this. And this is a tough one right here. Violence has had a major impact in the workplace, accounting for almost 9% of all workplace fatalities in 2015, but that increased to 17% in 2016. It's bigger than that in 2017 and 18. It's a growing issue. So we have to talk about it. We can't just say, oh, it'll never happen to me, because that's what all these other people do. They say it won't happen to me. Just like we have fire drills in your work right now, periodically, you know, if you're in a big building, you'll get an announcement that on Tuesday, the 16th, we are going to have a fire drill. Everybody needs to know. And then we all go to our designated areas. We go down the stairs. We practice. And we, you know, you have roll call to make sure everybody's there. And it's good. You know, the schools are doing it for active shooters right now. We have to do it in the workplace to be ready for it. They say about 2 million people each year report some type of workplace violence. 2 million people. But it's estimated that another 25% of workplace violence goes unreported. Think about those numbers. 25% of the violent events that happen don't even get reported. Gun violence, let's see, here it is. In 2017, there were 346 mass shootings in the workplace. Compared to 2014, there was only 270. And I say only 270. This is a growing problem. I want you guys to realize this. You know, like I say, you plan for it. You only have three options. If you're at work and there's an active shooter situation, you only have three options, right? And you know what they are. You don't need me to tell you. You know, one is you can evacuate. And that is the best plan. If you can get out, get out. That's the best plan. And you need to, your workplace, you need to familiarize yourself with the exits. You should do this wherever you go. Have a plan. Again, just like fire drills, but know how to get out. Know your emergency egress, right? So that's your first choice, is to evacuate. Number two is to hide. And, you know, you have to, if you can't get away, you have to try to go to a safe spot where there's a barrier between you and the active shooter. You know, if there's a steel door, great. If there are locks, locks. If you, you know, you hide in a spot where, you know, you're not going to be able to be seen or shot. And if you hide, if that is your best, if that's the second best thing you do because you can't escape and you hide, you make sure you turn your cell phone so it's not going to ring. Because a lot of people, you know, you're in that situation, a cell phone goes off, and what happens? You know, you give your spot away, you're revealed. And then, you know, it's tough from that point on. If number one, you can't evacuate, and number two, hiding, you know, is you don't have time. Number three, you fight, just like these two gentlemen did, Kendrick Ray Castillo and Riley Howell. They fought. And you know, fighting doesn't mean, you know, let me go, oh, there's an active shooter in the building, let me run through the building and find this person. Your life should be in danger, or those of others right around you, and death could be imminent, and you fight. And if you pre-plan, if there's a group of you, if you do plan, you can decide, okay, we're going to go. This is our safe place. We're all going to try to hide in this room. And if someone comes in this room, you know, I'm going low, you go high, but we all converge together. Okay? That's going to be your best bet. But you know what? Hats off to those gentlemen. But I'm going to tell you what, for the moms, you know, I'm going to say that to their moms, happy Mother's Day. And thank you. And so many people owe you a debt of gratitude for raising young gentlemen, young men, young heroes like this that took action and put their own lives at peril to save others. All right, guys, we're going to change this up just a little bit. You know, this is Mother's Day, and there's a special person in my life that I want to just say happy Mother's Day to, and that is my mom, and I love her so much, and she's up in Wells, Maine. And we grew up in Tewksbury, Massachusetts, and, you know, life wasn't always easy raising a bunch of kids, and my mother has a saying, and I'm going to let her say it, that she's always said to my siblings and I, and there were four of us. I had an older brother and twin sisters that are younger. All right, Josh, go ahead and give my mom a call.
Hello?
Ma, are you there?
I am here, my love. Yep, I am.
Well, happy Mother's Day to you, Mom.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you. You're the first one to call me today.
Well, you know, that's because I love you the most. And, you know, my brothers and sisters aren't really all that. They don't really love you, Mom, like I do. They can't. We have a special bond, don't we?
We do. They try hard, but nothing compares to the love that you give me.
Of course, Mom. Well said. Well, listen, you always had a saying to us kids, you know, because, you know, life wasn't always easy. You know, what did you tell us and I want everybody to hear this.
I said there's four of you. And I said you have to do one for the other.
What about the nickel, Mom?
Oh, yeah, about the nickel. If you're down to your last nickel, you split it in four. That's it. You each get a part of it. That's it.
My mother said, even if you only have one nickel, you split it four ways. I'll never forget that because it leaves a lasting image. Like, how does that happen? I don't know, but we do it. Are you doing anything special today for Mother's Day?
Well, yes, I am doing something special today. I'm going out to dinner, and then I'm going to go visit my sister-in-law because she's alone, and she'll be happy to see us. And yesterday, I went to Federal Jack's. Chrissy and her husband, Skip, and his parents. We had lunch at Federal Jack's down here in Kennebunkport Beach.
Oh, that is awesome! That's awesome. Well, you know, if there was any way.
Federal Jack's.
Yeah. Okay, just for all the listeners, it's Federal Jack's up there. If you ever get to Maine, go to Federal Jack's. Ma, you know, if I could be up there today, I would be there. I love you very much. I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
I would love you to be. Yeah. I'd love you to just surprise me. Okay, thank you, darling.
Yeah, take care, Mom. Happy Mother's Day. Yeah. Love you.
Thank you. I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, boy, guys, my mother is something special, and I'm going to tell you, you know, just to put up with me, because that wasn't easy. I mean, I can remember when I was 16, 17, 18, you know, kind of finding myself before I went away to the military. I had real long hair. I had a long gold feather earring that I wore. I was in, you know, I was playing music and just raising heck and hitchhiking all over. I don't know what I was doing, but my mother was there. She took care of the kids, and, you know, Mom, I love you so much, and I hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day. But, you know, now I got to call the – I got to cover all the bases, gentlemen. You know, you call your mom, but you also think about my wife, who I made a mother, incidentally, doggone it. I want to call her and wish her a happy Mother's Day because, man, my wife is something special, too. So, Josh, why don't we go ahead. Let's ring Angie up on the phone.
Hello?
Happy Mother's Day.
Well, thank you, honey.
This is my lovely
How
wife.
Are you?
She wake up, rise
How
and
shine.
How are
you, dear?
Oh, you're talking like my mom now, huh?
She was funny.
Yeah. Well, listen, I want to tell you that I love you so much. I think you're a wonderful mother, and this is a special day dedicated to you. So when I get home, we'll do something special today, okay?
Well, we damn better.
Yeah. I better is right. What are you doing right now?
Well, I'm being lazy, and I'm sitting outside having some coffee.
Oh, good.
Waiting on you to get home and serve me for the rest of the day.
That sounds like every other day to me. That's what that is.
But yeah, no, thank you, honey. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, listen, I'm gonna do this little radio show thing here
for a little. Good.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I just wanted to make sure to let you know that you are so freaking special, that I love you. I outkick my coverage, and I'm a very lucky man.
All right. I love you, honey.
All right. Happy Mother's Day. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
I think all of you hard workers out there can see that I'm a very, very lucky man surrounded by love. I give love generously, and I get it back in return from the family and from everybody in my life, doggone it. I'm a happy guy. But let me tell you how you can be happy, all you hard workers. You ever go out to your lawn and you see like a brown patch on your lawn because your sprinkler coverage just isn't hitting that one area? Or maybe you have a daughter that has a learner's permit. She's 15 and she backs over your sprinkler head and breaks it. All right. A lot of you dads, you do this. What? You go out there with the shovel, you dig it up, you get the part out, you go to the hardware store, maybe Home Depot or Lowe's or something, and you look and you try to match it up and get the right one. You get some plumbing fittings, some of that OD PVC cement, whatever you call it. And then you go back. You're about an hour in at this point. And then you try to attach everything and get it right. And you bury it back and you turn the sprinkler on. You try to set the coverage. And, you know, maybe you just didn't get the exact right part. You can't set it up. You're 2 hours in. Now you're headed back over to Home Depot. Why do that? Do what I do. Pete the Job Guy calls Houlihan Territory. It's the only number I dial here in Jacksonville. And they take care of my sprinklers. One of the things that Houlihan Territory does is if they fix other people's mistakes. And I know that firsthand because I've been using Scott Houlihan and his crew for years. I just dial 904-285-8505. And a very competent, a very skilled person comes to my house. And it takes half the time that anybody else, all the other folks did before I called Scott. This is who you need. I'm going to tell you, they do everything from drainage, pump, well in installation. They can install or they can fix and repair anybody else's mistakes with irrigation. These guys are fantastic, and I'm telling you, and I don't just say this lightly, call Houlihan Territory. You tell them Pete the Job Guy sent you, dial 904-285-8505, and you make sure you let them know Pete the Job Guy sent you. All right, guys, this is a special Mother's Day episode, and Josh is here with me in the studio. And, Josh, I'm pretty sure you need to say a shout-out to someone special in your life, too, don't you?
I do. I started out the show by wishing my mother a happy Mother's Day, and then, like the new dad I am, I was quickly reminded that there is another mother that I created in this world who also needs some attention. Alexandria, happy Mother's Day, darling. I love you so much. Thank you for taking care of our kids. You are the anchor of the house.
Alexandria, woo-hoo! Josh, you know what's always good is let's go to that. We got a bunch of mailbag questions that we have to get to. And I always say the mailbag. People, if you have a question, you want a topic addressed here on the show. Again, it's workforce issues, workforce controversies. You want that next step in your professional career, and you might just want some advice on how to get it, or you need a raise, or your boss is a jerk, whatever it is. A lot of people send me email. You just write to Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, and I do my best to answer you as quickly as possible. But, you know, sometimes there's a little bit of backlog, and we do that. Josh goes into what we call the mailbag, and he grabs some random questions, and he asks me live on the air, and you're going to hear the type of advice that I dispense, and typically it's done with my fingers, but today I'm going to do it with my voice. What do we got in the mailbag, Josh?
Of course, Pete. Question number one comes to us from Missy in St. Augustine. She says, Pete, I have a job interview next week. Should I send the thank you note via email or mail a hard copy?
Ooh, very good. But by the way, Josh, I love the music that you played during the mailbag.
Yeah, it's our special Mother's Day mailbag edition.
And who was it? Missy, you said?
Missy in St. Augustine, yep.
Okay, all right. The question is, you go on the interview. Number one, I got to compliment Missy. You always send a thank you note. Every single time you go on an interview, you have to send a thank you note. But you're going to ask me, in this technology-laden world right now, should you send something snail mail or should you send an email? Okay? And I'm going to tell you email. Okay? Some people can disagree with me, but nobody pays me for my opinion. I'm telling you what's best, and now I'm going to tell you why. Because if you send it via email, you open up a channel of communication. You email to that person saying thank you. It's customary that it takes just seconds to interact with you. That's another touch. You've interviewed person. You might have phone screened, and then after you phone screen, here you are. You're in a face-to-face interview, and now you follow it up with the third touch is what we call it, a touch point where you have a letter. Now they're getting to know you. You send them that email, they're going to email you back four touch points. Well, I guarantee you, if you snail mail someone, they're not going to snail mail you back, okay? You have a one-sided channel of communication, which is limiting. What do you think of that, Josh?
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. Of course, now computers is everything. And I'm curious, if you were to receive a thank you note via snail mail, would that be considered, in your eyes, worse than receiving no thank you note at all?
Not at all. And I think that's a very good question. If you mail me something, I'll take the time to read it. And if you put it on nice paper and you wrote, I'll say, that's fantastic. But I'm going to tell you what, by the time I get it, a week has gone by. And I might be thinking, man, I didn't even get a thank you from this guy. Okay? Because everything's fast. You know, technology makes it so quick. So I might be thinking to myself, I didn't get a letter. Now, what if you're in a big office building and I forget to put, or your email address didn't say some part of it, the suite number or something? It might take 2 weeks to get there. Or, you know, most of the mail that I get, the overwhelming majority is junk mail. I get it, and it just gets filed. A lot of it just gets filed because I'm bombarded with it. You know, same with email, too, by the way. I get a ton of crappy email stuff. But I'm going to tell you, I would definitely look at the email because it's quick. It's a thoughtful thank you, but it also begs a reply. And I think to myself that is very good. But, yeah. No, without a doubt, Josh, you're correct. I would rather get something than nothing.
But preferably an email.
Right.
And for any of those wondering, if you have any questions for Pete, if you want to send your resume to him,
right,
what's that email they can use?
They can just go right to Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. And that's a good point. I mentioned at the beginning of the show, guys, go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. Real easy, PeteTheJobGuy.com. It's a wealth of information. You get your leadership lessons from Coach Larry are there. Every week they're listed. You know, here's each segment. It's titled, and you can just cut right to that. If you don't want to listen to 95% of the show and just get to Coach Larry, which I think some of you might, you can go right to Coach Larry's segment, their title. You can say, wow, I need to go over this with my leaders at the office, all right? This is a great topic, and I know some of you do this. You go to leadership lessons with Coach Larry. You sit with your group every week. You play it, and then he does the lesson, and you talk to each other about how you're going to implement whatever he talks about for the week. It's a great strategy. It's 100% free here on at PeteTheJobGuy.com. We're happy to have it. Also, my wife, who we just heard from here, it is on Mother's Day, has a section that's hers. That's Angie's Picks. It's right here in Jacksonville. A lot of Jacksonville businesses that she has. She's given a personal recommendation. We've been here for 35 years in Jacksonville, and she's condensed it and has a lot of personal recommendations. She constantly updates it, so check that out. Guys, that music right there tells us we're coming to the bottom of the hour break. You're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV. Back, all you hard workers, and welcome to this special Mother's Day show. If you didn't listen to the first half of this show, shame on you. Get up a little bit earlier, for crying out loud. It's 8:30. You're sleeping half the day away. Come on. Anyway, I called my mother, wished her a happy Mother's Day. I called my wife, wished her a happy Mother's Day. If you're just waking up, yawning, stretching, and you're a guy, you call all the mothers. If you're a daughter, a son, call the mothers. Call the people that are important that gave you so much. Gave you life, doggone it. Make sure that you're thankful to them and make sure you give them a special day. Now, again, if you didn't listen to the first part of the show, I want to make sure you do listen to it because it is pretty doggone funny. It's entertaining, but there's also some stuff up front that you might have missed where it's pretty touching and heartfelt. What I'd welcome you to do is go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. Do it tomorrow, towards the end of the day. We upload every show. We put a podcast on my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com, and every episode is there and chronicled, and you can go back and listen to all past episodes, but make sure you go back and listen to the first part of the show because it was fantastic. It's a special show. What we're doing right now is Josh is here with me. Josh is our producer, and he's going deep into the mailbag. And I tell you, each week, you know, you send me email, and I try to do my best to answer it as quickly as possible. Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com. And you can send me any kind of question that's workforce related. You know, Pete, I'm having trouble with my boss. What do I do? You know, Pete, my coworker does or says this. How do I change that behavior? You know, how do I structure my resume to get the job? Or what should I be doing to get noticed? I'm here in the market. Anything workforce related, I am an expert. I've run staffing agencies successfully for over 20 years. I've literally placed thousands and thousands of people in jobs. People that I placed as a first-year staff accountant 20 years ago, now they're a CFO of a company, and they're calling me for help. It's great. I love what I do. I'm a professional recruiter. I'm a professional career expert, and I'd love to help you in any way. Just reach out, Pete@PeteTheJobGuy.com, or you can always call me at work, and I run SNI Companies, and that's a very specialized staffing agency. And we're national, but here in Jacksonville, we place accounting and finance, clerical, technology professionals, banking, legal professionals, marketing, HR. If you need help, I am surrounded by the area's best recruiters. And if you need top talent, if you have a need to fill and it's in a short supply, high demand skill set, I promise you we can find it. We can find it better. We'll probably save you money than if you place an ad and spend a lot of time interviewing. And, everybody that you're probably going to get in the ad, I've already met with, talked to, and the people that I typically represent are the ones that aren't on the market. They're not looking at your ad. I go out and I hunt them and I find them for you. Okay. So just call me at SNI Companies. I am Pete, the job guy, but my name is Pete Langlois. Call me 904-713-2550. Again, when you email me, I do my best to get to you. But every once in a while, Josh will say, hey, Pete, the your inbox is crazy. Let's read some email live on the air. And Josh, you know, what do we got in the mailbag today? Give me another one.
Of course. This one comes to us from Ron out in Blanding. And Ron is wondering, Pete, what are some questions you'd like to get from candidates that let you know they will be a good fit in the workplace, a serious hard worker?
I like this. I like this because there's a lot of people that are tire kickers, window shoppers. They think they want a job. Maybe they want to rejoin the workforce. Well, the first thing I do is check for a sense of urgency. You know, Pete, how quickly can you get me a job? You know, what's the follow up? What are the next steps? How do you plan to find me a job? They get really involved in my process, and it's telling me that this person really wants a job. But then I also check them. You know, so, you know what, Josh, this is what I would say. Who was that person, by the way? Was it Ron?
That was Ron, yeah.
Okay, I would say, Ron, walk me through. You're in the hunt right now for a job. Walk me through a day in the life of your job search. What are you doing? I want to find out specifically because this really, I'm keying on this. You know, so, Josh, are you interviewing? Josh, do you have one resume, one size fits all? Do you tailor it to the job description? Do you guys know that right now, if you submit a resume to a big company, you know, everybody's got artificial intelligence and they have some kind of some bot that is in there looking at your resume to see how many of the words match the job description that they post. So before they even that goes, you might be scanned out. Your resume might be getting scanned out because you didn't tailor it to that specific job posting. Do you guys know that? I hope you do. The folks that have the one-size-fits-all resumes, how's that working out for you, right?
That was a pretty shocking day when I found that out. Yeah. On the hard work,
yeah. Yeah.
It made too much sense to have their words they used in your resume, but I never thought to do it. I thought just, this is me. This paper is me. I didn't know there can be different versions of me that I will send out to each employer.
And you know, I'm glad you said it, because the version of you they want is the one that relates to this job. All that other stuff is fluff and irrelevant experience, you know, especially to the bot. You can't tell the bot that, but you can't get past the bot. So I ask, you know, I'll ask Ron, do you have separate resumes? Do you tailor them? And then I'm going to look at Ron's LinkedIn profile, because LinkedIn profile right now for a lot of talent acquisition peoples and prospective employers is the number one way they screen you. So they'll go, they'll say this, I'll see Ron, okay, Ron sent me his resume.
Let me go to his LinkedIn profile.
That's what they do, folks. And if you got a picture of you in your car looking all slick with your sunglasses on, or you got a selfie of you in front of America on a strike in a pose, or it's you and your frat brothers or something, like that is not the best version of you. You want to have a crispy white shirt, maybe a sport coat. You don't necessarily have to have a tie, but you want to look sharp if you're Ron. If you're in there, if you need a haircut, you better get it before you take the picture. Look sharp. And that, to me, tells me to answer that question directly. If that person is a serious candidate, what are you doing? If you don't have a job, you have a full-time job, and that is to find a job. And if I ask them how many, well, they say, oh yeah, Pete, every day. Ron tells me, he says, you know, Pete, what I do is I look on the internet to see, you know, what's out there. I said, well, it takes about 8 minutes. What else do you do? What else are you doing? What does your day look like? Let me hear all the companies that you've applied to. Oh, Ron, you're not tracking that? You don't have a list of every, you know, oh my gosh. Ron, you and I have to talk, because I thought you wanted to get a job. You know, that's the type of coaching that I give people just to help them. And get, incidentally, that's free. You know, when I tell people what you can do for yourself, it's not always what Pete the job guy can do. I want to be in a race against Ron to place him. That's how you get a job.
I like
because,
that.
You know, not only am I racing every other recruiter, I want to outpace Ron. And Ron better, if he wants a job, he better work harder than I am. I can't want it more than he does, right? That's just not good. Before we go to our next question, I think this is an ideal time right now to get a leadership lesson from Coach Larry. Coach Larry O'Brien, he is the chief learning officer for Mendoza and O'Brien. Larry travels all over the world, frankly, and delivers world-class training programs, coaching. He hosts seminars. He is well sought after. He's fantastic. I've known Larry for over 25 years. He's at the absolute top of his game. And I have all of his segments each week posted to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. But with no further ado, let's get our leadership lesson from Coach Larry.
Hey, congratulations. You just hired the perfect candidate. Or as I say in search, you found the unicorn. You worked really hard on the job description. You identified the skills, the experience, education that person needed to be successful. Not only that, you crafted the smartest interview questions to ask, and you put together a panel of your best interrogators. I mean, your best interviewers. And it took months to find the right person. But here they are, a perfect match, and you can't wait for them to start. Fast forward 6 months, and it's time to do the review. How many new accounts have you generated? Zero. How much revenue has been generated? Zero. How much team conflict and negativity has been generated? A lot. So what went wrong? Was it the onboarding process? Did he not get the training he needed? Chances are you simply hired the wrong person. But how could that be? HR, they were giving each other high fives because you did everything right. Well, it turns out there's a continuum of skills and traits that go from easy to difficult to develop. Things like communication skills, technical skills, presentation skills, client management skills, those things can be learned and developed somewhat easily through training. However, personality traits like energy, positivity, courage, authenticity, adaptability, innovation, handling stress. Those are much harder to develop and they're more innate. Most likely in your interview, you only focused on skills and experience, and you completely ignored attitude, traits, and personality. So how do you do it? What is the proper way to hire for attitude? Well, first of all, you need to know what the job requires. Do you need someone who is organized? Do you need someone who is outgoing? Do you need someone who is a great learner? Do you need someone who is a great process thinker? Or in my case, are you someone, or do you need someone who can make it rain? One of the ways to best define the qualities you need is to look at your top performers, the people who are currently in that role. What do they do that separates them ahead of the rest? Again, a first step is to define the traits needed for that particular role. Second, find yourself a personality assessment that can assess that person's fit and potential. Now, a caution here. This should be used for screening purposes only. It should not be used to make the actual decision, and more on this later. Next, create questions to evaluate the traits that you're looking for. Tell me about a time where you had to energize the team after a failure. Tell me about a time that you innovated your way to increasing market share or solving a problem. Finally, another practice hiring managers do is they create situations where you can get insight into the person's real personality. Now, check with your HR about this, because I don't know that they're going to be giving high fives about this idea. But here are some examples to get more insight. You know, find out from the security guards, if you have them, hey, how did they treat you? Were they rude? Did they get impatient? How did they treat the receptionist? You know, how did they interact with the other candidates? Were they outgoing? Were they competitive? You know, I even heard of one company that they took all the candidates who out to dinner, and they knew that they were all competing for that same job. And then they stopped the dinner and they had them give an impromptu speech. And so the first person stands up and says, hey, you know what? Let me try. And this person's a ringer, meaning this person is actually an employee who already had a speech prepared and was a super dynamics presenter. So talk about the stress of having to go after that person did. So the intent here is not to be mean, because these people who you're interviewing are the potential future of your organization, and being mean is just not appropriate. But the point is, gather as much data, especially when that person is acting in normal situations. So this all may seem daunting. Identifying traits for the job, personality assessments, interview questions. One tool I have used is called the Predictive Index Platform. And it is just that. It's a platform, a tool you can use to identify job requirements, which include skills and personality traits. It also has a personality assessment that diagnoses how good a fit this candidate is, and it even provides tools to onboard and to develop your new hire. So if you're interested in the Predictive Index and you want to take the assessment for free, just get in touch with me. My website is MendozaAndObrien.com, and as always, please connect with me on LinkedIn. Thank you.
As always, another gem from Coach Larry. Guys, go to Mendoza and O'Brien, engage Coach Larry O'Brien, and he can help you. You know, Larry can deliver the programs in English and Spanish, and he's fantastic. I highly endorse him. My strongest personal endorsement. All right, you know, today, again, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers. Josh is helping me right now with, you know, some of the mailbag questions. If you have a question you'd like answered, a lot of times we do it live on the air. You just write to Pete at PeteTheJobGuy.com, and we'll get to him as quickly as possible. What do we got next, Josh?
Of course, I'm happy to be making a dent in this mailbag. It's been weighing on my conscience for the last few weeks. So whenever we can get some of these mailbag questions out, I feel better. A little load. This one comes to us from Monica. Oh, down in Orlando. We have a listener from Orlando. Very nice.
Goodness.
Looks like the pizza job guy is spreading.
Wow, thank you, Monica.
Of course. Monica has been home raising her family for the last few years, being a stay-at-home mom. And she has a bachelor's degree in business. And she's curious, what are some opportunities she might have to get her feet wet back in the workforce? Her husband and her decided it's time to get back in the workforce. So she's wondering, what are some steps she can take?
Okay, very good. I'm going to speak in generalities. Monica, I don't know you in Orlando. You know, I don't know your experience prior to staying at home. But a bachelor's degree in business is good, very versatile. Here's what I would do. Now, there's a number of different things. Try to quantify the experience that you've done during the period that you weren't actually working. You were doing some things. Were you managing the household? Were you in control of the household finances? Did you do any volunteer work? Did you stay current with any networking groups? You know, if you were a soccer mom, you're soccer mom. You put it right there. But quantify your experience and put it there because, you know, I know as well as you do that you weren't sitting idly. You weren't just sitting there. You didn't just wake up every day, pour yourself a cup of coffee, sit in a chair, let about 8 hours go by and go to bed. That didn't happen. So you have to quantify that experience as best you can with action verbs. Increase this, planted this, did this, whatever it is, use your action verbs. And there's no shortage of information on the internet. So what I would invite you to do, moms rejoining the workforce, is just go to Google and write moms rejoining the workforce and look for some information and some tips that'll help help you to quantify that experience. Also, really draw out what you've done prior to that. What experience do you have? And make sure that it's represented well. Make sure you know, if you haven't written your resume in a long time, there's a lot of resume writing tools out there, or you can always ask me for a little help, and I do that for free, and I'll help you write your resume. But there's a lot of tools. Let's make sure it's there. And I always tell you, okay, two things that are very important is your network. Let people know that you know, okay? All your friends, family, your people in your social circle, I'm going to rejoin the workforce. Hey, I'm coming back in. Do you know somebody or anybody that's looking for someone? And you can explain what your talent is and what you'd like to do. But alert your network. Let people know. If you're looking for a job, you know, get other people involved in your job search. You know, a lot of times there's this unposted job that you talk to somebody about. They talk with you a little bit. Maybe they bring you on as a temporary employee. You know, you don't know. And you get out there and it's great. And I always say to people is update your LinkedIn profile. You heard me say it to Ron from Blanding or wherever he was. Ron wanted to know, what was his deal, Josh?
He was wondering what some questions you'd like to hear from candidates.
Okay,
that make
okay.
You, let you know
right.
that they're serious.
That he's a serious candidate. And I like that, Ron, because you're probably a serious candidate or you wouldn't ask that. But for this one right here, make sure you have a good LinkedIn profile. Great professional picture. Current one, don't take the one from the wedding you were in 1984. And, you know, don't take the one. What's a representation of you right now? Okay, if you've had changes, material changes in your appearance, you don't want to, what is it, catfishing? Is that what they call
That's
it,
the
Josh?
One, yeah, catfishing. Well,
yeah, they'll take a picture,
catfish.
You know, maybe 6 years ago and 60 pounds earlier, you know, you take that picture. You want a good representation of you now, so when you show up and walk through the door, they're not surprised to say, they catfished me. I love that. I love that stuff. Well, Josh, you know, speaking of catfish, I think this is a perfect time to intro one of my favorite segments of this show. This is where we have our Boston update from Boston Danny. Now, people say, what's with the Boston update? It makes me laugh, okay? It's the funniest part of the show. Danny is so ridiculously proud of Boston. I went to boot camp with Danny about 30 years ago, maybe a little bit longer. We just had a chance to catch up down in St. Augustine. It was great to see him. But Danny gives us a little bit of an update and a flavor of what Boston is like, and he's ridiculously proud of his sports teams. For those of you that are avid listeners, thank you, number one, for making me the top-rated show on Sundays, but you know, for those of you that listen to this show regularly, Danny is hilarious, and he loves his teams. With no further ado, let's get a Boston update from Boston Danny.
Hello, Jacksonville. Danny here with more observations from your northern brethren. As you might have noticed, I'm a bit of a homer when it comes to Boston sports. No, honest to God. But with good reasons, because it's not all about one team, and there is so much history. The city of Boston is one of the most accomplished in the history of American sports. Boston Professionals teams have lifted championship banners in all four major sports and showcase Hall of Fame talent spanning decades. So the Boston Celtics have won 17 NBA championships. The Boston Bruins were the first American NHL franchise. Boston was granted an NHL franchise on October 11, 1924, becoming the first American city to join the league. And the Bruins won their first Stanley Cup in 1929. The team would quickly find success through excellent player management by general manager Art Ross. And the Bruins have added five championships to their mantle since first winning their first Stanley Cup in 1929. The Boston Red Sox Green Monster is still a treasure, and it's one of baseball's most iconic sights. The wall was built in 1947 and stands over 37 feet high over the left field wall. Seeing a player knock a ball over the Green Monster is always a great sight for fans, so make sure you pick up seats in that area if you attend a game in Fenway Park. I hope that brought you a little bit why Boston sports is so great and why I'm so proud of them and everything. But thank you guys for your shout-outs. I got some birthdays here for you. I got Mike Mackey. Mike, happy 52, Mac, from the Crane. We have happy birthday to Alton Gibbs from his brother Troy Gibbs. Happy birthday to Daryl Murphy, Roy Buncombe, and Julie Beverden. I hope all your wishes come through for you and you have a wicked pisser birthday. And I got a special congratulations to Kim Sessions for being voted the best real estate agent at the Beaches and Jacks by the Folio 250. Your husband Jason and family could not be more proud of you and the fact that you got to be one of the hottest workers of the year. So all kudos to you. Peter, people of Jacksonville, brothers and sisters, enjoy your Sunday, and go Bruins. Root on my team, guys. Thank you.
Woo, Boston Danny. No surprise. No surprise there. Like I said, he likes his teams, right? Boston Danny loves his teams. Happy Mother's Day, Cheryl, to you out up there in Massachusetts. That's Danny's wife, and she's a wonderful mother, and I know that to be true. Guys, I hope everybody says Happy Mother's Day to the special mothers in their lives. It's very important on this day. So, you know me as Pete the Job Guy. My show is Hard Worker, and you listen to me every Sunday morning. If you're just catching me, I hope you join me next week. If for any reason you missed the show, you can always go to PeteTheJobGuy.com and listen to a rebroadcast of the show. I have all of them since the show's inception. I want to remind everybody, all you listeners, that I am a professional recruiter. I'm a headhunter. I'm a staffing manager. I find people jobs is what I do. And I help companies that are looking for the area's top talent. That's what I do. That's what I've been doing right here in your backyard for over 20 years. And listen, I'm going to tell you, if you need a technology professional to come in and help out, maybe just on a contracting basis, we have a technology team led by Ben Cusson that will fill your need. Or if you need a highly specialized big data architect, Ben Cusson and his team will find it. I have accountants that place accountants in my SNI financial team. Ben runs SNI technology. I have Virginie and Ryan in the team that is in SNI financial. I have accounting now. You know us as staffing now, SNI banking, SNI legal. We are here in Jacksonville, boots on the street. You're not working with recruiters all around the United States. We're right here and we can help you out. Dial me and ask for Pete the Job Guy at 904-713-2550, and I'm happy to help you. Just call me again, Pete, 904-713-2550 at SNI Companies. Guys, that music tells us that the show's coming to an end. I want to thank you for joining me this Mother's Day weekend right here on Sunday. Guys, this is Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV.